For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The state council has given the go-ahead to Fuzhou New Area in southeast China's Fujian province to boost cross-straits exchanges. A central government statement released on Wednesday says the new area will test reform measures and favorable trade and tax policies for the modern service sector and manufacturing industry. According to the statement, the new area will cover about 800 square kilometers, including Maui District, Zhongshan District, Chengle City, and parts of Fuching City. It also says the area is expected to boost opening up, especially cooperation with countries and regions along the Maritime Silk Road. State Councillor Guo Shengkun will attend the opening ceremony of the China Arab States Expo 2015 in northwest China. The event will be held in Yinchuan, capital of Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region, from September 10th to the 13th. The expo is themed as promoting the spirit of the Silk Road, enhancing China-Arab states' cooperation. China will reform its quarterly GDP accounting system to better trace information on short-term economic fluctuations. The National Bureau of Statistics announced Wednesday that the result of the quarterly GDP calculation will be released to the public. According to an NBS statement, from the third quarter of this year, China's GDP will be accounted separately for each quarter instead of being accounted cumulatively, like Q1 GDP, Q1 Q2 GDP, Q1 to Q3 GDP, and Q1 to Q4 GDP. E-commerce giant Alibaba has announced its plan to set up Alibaba Sports Group, aimed at taking a bigger share in the sports industry. The company's invested 1.2 billion yuan in Guangzhou Evergrande, a 50% stake in China's most successful soccer club and former Asian Champions League winner. The launch of its sports group marks one of Alibaba's latest moves in China's sports industry after that Evergrande investment. Alibaba also has business deals with German champions Bayern Munich, Spanish giants Real Madrid, and NBA star Kobe Bryant. Six people have died and 21 others are receiving medical treatment after eating a meal that contained a highly poisonous root in southwest China. The meal was served in Jinyu Township, part of Binchuan County in Yunnan Province. Local officials say the host served a pig's trotter dish that contained monkshood root. The root is sometimes used as a painkiller. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has denied that his country will talk with the United States on global and regional issues after the nuclear deal. State TV on Wednesday quoted Khamenei as saying that, except nuclear issues, Iranian officials are not allowed to negotiate with the United States in other areas. The comments by Khamenei came only one day after President Hassan Rouhani's remarks. Rouhani said on Tuesday that Iran was ready to talk with any country and powers, including the United States, for peace in Syria. The supreme leader said the negotiations with the United States are a tool for influence and imposing of their wills on Iran. The Seoul Defense Dialogue is opened in the South Korean capital, with participation from 250 defense officials and private security experts from 30 nations, including China, the United States, and Japan. Delegations from the United Nations and European Union are also participating at the talks, which will be spread over 3 days starting from Wednesday. The South Korean Defense Ministry says the discussions will focus on regional and global security. Several bilateral meetings are expected to be held, along with broader talks involving China, the United States, Japan, Russia, Mongolia, and South Korea. Indian police have booked a Saudi diplomat for repeatedly raping his two Nepalese maids at his home over a four-month period. The two women were rescued from his apartment in a city about 25 kilometers from the Indian capital. An anonymous police officer says the cops are checking whether the Saudi diplomat enjoys diplomatic immunity. They're waiting for his diplomatic status and will proceed accordingly. The embassy of Saudi Arabia has refuted the allegations, calling them false, and saying the diplomat enjoys immunity. About 7,000 asylum seekers passed through the Austrian capital, Vienna, in a 24-hour period from Monday to Tuesday morning. A spokesperson for the Austrian police says inspections were not conducted on migrants coming from Hungary, allowing them to travel unhindered. He says it's not known when inspections will resume. Only 66 of the 7,000 asylum seekers were said to have made an asylum application within Austria, with the vast majority continuing onward into Germany. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.